There's power in the name of Jesus, and it belongs to every believer. Today on The Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth Copeland teaches how you can experience the mighty power of that name and be totally delivered. Now here's Kenneth.
Father, we thank you tonight that the blood does work. Hallelujah. The blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. We have overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Hallelujah. And we thank you and we praise you and we bless that name. The name of Jesus, the mighty name. And we thank you and we pray tonight. And we ask you, dear Father, for revelation and insight into the power, the greatness of the name of Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we pray in that name. And I'm asking you that not one person in the sound of my voice, not one, not here, not online, not anywhere in the world, will see the end of this service without having experienced the mighty power of that name. And be totally delivered. Set free. Spirit, soul, and body. Set free financially. Set free in the social part of this world. Families set free by the name and by the blood. And oh my, we give you praise and we honor you. And we're quick. Oh Lord, we're quick to ascribe all of the glory, all of the praise for everything that's said, everything that's done, everything that's accomplished to that name. The marvelous, wonderful, magnificent name of Jesus. And we praise you tonight. And we do thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Open your Bibles with me again this evening to the 16th chapter of Mark's Gospel. Last night we began talking about the authority of the name of Jesus. This meeting, yesterday afternoon, as I was praying and seeking the Lord and listening concerning this meeting, and I asked him, I said, Lord, what is the purpose of this meeting? Too many times we go into a meeting without knowing his purpose and just kind of make up our own minds, well, we're going to be doing this and this and this. No. Is it a praise meeting? If it is, let's praise all night. Is it a prayer meeting? You don't go to a prayer meeting and preach all night. You go to a prayer meeting to pray. Amen. And I was inquiring of the Lord about this. He said, this is a faith in the name of Jesus breakthrough meeting. A breakthrough of revelation. Because see, that's where faith, that's when faith comes. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And then when revelation breaks through in that Word, it may be something you've heard and read over and over and over again. It may be the same message that you've been hearing over and over again, but suddenly something in that message clicks. Boy, your faith goes to another level when that happens. Amen. Well, that's happening. It happened last night, and it'll happen again tonight, praise God, concerning the power and authority in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now, notice that the name of Jesus and supernatural power in that name belongs to every believer. He said in the 15th verse, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned." Now, what is it about that you don't understand? I mean, that's pretty plain, isn't it? "And these signs shall follow them that believe." Well, see, an apostle is a believer first. A prophet is a believer first. An evangelist is a believer first. A pastor and a teacher is a believer first. "These signs follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils." I like to read it each time. "In my name they shall cast out devils. In my name they shall speak with new tongues. In my name they shall take up serpents. In my name if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. In my name they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." I'm going to go back to it again. That is a blood, heaven-backed statement. That is not a promise, that's a fact. It's established forever. Amen. So, when you lay hands on the sick, it did not say, you notice, it did not say, "They shall pray for the sick." Now, there's nothing wrong with that. But you don't have to. Amen. You lay hands on the sick, expect them to recover. Expect them to recover. Amen. This thing ought to get so real to you. I mean, you used to expect it to come to pass. Back in the early years of this ministry, the Lord had me for a long time. And just take my Bible. I have never received from the Lord a special anointing to lay hands on the sick. Now, Brother Hagin did, but I haven't. Now, there are other things in my life and so forth. I won't go into all that. But that's special anointing right there. What more you need? It's wonderful, special anointing and manifestations. But hey, come on. This is the guidebook. And there's been times that I said, "Okay, Lord, here's what you said. These signs will follow them that believe." I'm a believer. "Are you a believer?" "Yes, I am, Brother Coleman." "In my name, they'll cast out devils." "Satan, in the name of Jesus, I cast you out." "They shall speak with new tongues." And I said, "I'm going to do that in just a moment." And thank God we have authority in the name of Jesus over serpents and deadly things. And it says right here, "They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover." And I said, "Lord Jesus, there's the sick, and here's the hands. In the name of Jesus, be healed. And I've had people just instantly get up and walk off. And I'm embarrassed to say that I got a little sophisticated and got away from the simplicity of that and missed God. It's time to just go back to the Bible and just hold it there in your hand and just read that 1, 2, 3, and then do 1, 2, 3, wham, get up. Amen. I was preaching. How many of you remember Brother Hilton Sutton and his ministry? Of course, he's in heaven now. And such a close friend of Gloria and mine and he and his family. Anyway, I was preaching down in Beaumont, Texas, in his dad's church, Dad Sutton. And I'm telling you, Dad Sutton was an old timer now. I mean, he invited me to come preach in his church. I just had a 3-week meeting in Hilton's church. And so he was waiting on me when they closed that meeting. He said, I want you to come to me. And so he gave me a date, which was a few weeks away. Well, I got down there. And the flu epidemic had hit. It's the first time I remember ever hearing anything about the Hong Kong flu. But man, and any of you that remember, particularly back there then when that first hit, it was very, very dramatic. And let me take it back. It's the second time. Anyway, it don't matter. He said, oh, Brother Copeland, he said, I've got so many people out with the flu. He said, I don't. And he was really concerned about the finances and all that. He said, Brother Kenneth, he said, I couldn't guarantee you $50 if you stayed a month. And I said, Brother Sutton, I never asked you to. So anyway, he said, well, remind me, Lord. I said, okay. Let's get your bottle of oil and let's go attack the flu. And we did. And we're doing this. And anointing them with oil. In fact, let me show you something. Hold your place there and turn over to the book of James. Chapter 5, verse 14. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him. Now here's a place where he says, pray. Pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. I don't hear any maybe in there, do you? Remember, that's a blood covenant. Shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Okay. The prayer of faith shall save the sick. Anybody got an idea or maybe an example of praying the prayer of faith in this incident? How are you going to pray that? In the name of why he said in the name of Jesus. Prayer of faith. Look at it again. And the prayer of faith, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith. Faith in the name. Faith in that name. That's the prayer of faith in the name. You're not just praying in the name. You are praying the prayer of faith in the name. You see what I'm saying here? Glory be to God. So you just, hallelujah. You get stirred up over that name. And if someone calls you and asks you to come over and anoint them with oil and pray, don't just jump, run over there. Unless they're dying. But even at that, go through your name of Jesus scriptures. That every knee will bow. And every name confess. Every name. Bow its knee to that name. Cancer's a name. It has to bow its knee to the name of Jesus. Amen. Oh, we're going over there in a little bit. But I wanted you to see that. Refresh yourself in the power of that name. And think about it. The Spirit of the living God is dwelling in me and dwelling on me. And that name is my name. We've been named after him, both in heaven and earth, all the whole family. But it's a family name. This is the family name. Glory be to God forever. The name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Are you stirred up about it? I sure am. Get yourself stirred up about that name and then just go attack that disease. Amen. With that name. Hallelujah. It's a mighty weapon in the hand of a born again, Holy Ghost, baptized, tongue talking, healing, believing Christian. Thank you, Jesus. Now then, let's go to the book of Acts once again. And we will look here in the third chapter. Peter and John going into the temple, time of prayer. A certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask an alms. Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look upon us, look on us. He gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have it. The name of Jesus, all of the scriptural evidence reveal that the power and the mighty authority invested in that name came after Jesus was raised from the dead. Amen. We needed it. He didn't need it. He didn't get that authority for himself. You remember he said, all authority has been given unto me, both in heaven and in earth. What came next? Therefore do what? Go do what? In my name! All authority has been given unto me, both in heaven and earth. You go in my name. Amen. And then he left. Left it with us. Glory to God. That's the reason he said in the 18th chapter of Matthew, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. It can't work the other way around. He can't bind in heaven till we bind on earth. Amen. The authority has been given to earth. It started out in the earth and Adam dumped it. God created all of this and gave it unto mankind, gave it to men. And the first guy blew it. Amen. But Jesus got it back and then some. Hallelujah. He's the second and the last Adam. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. If that doesn't make you happy, I'll tell you, you got a problem, brother. Now notice, he said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Took him by the right hand, lifted him up. Now he expected him to get up. You notice he hadn't prayed for him. He made a demand. He made a demand on that name. Now, quickly, go with me to the book of John, 14th chapter, and look at this. Verse 12, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified. If you ask anything in my name, I'll do it. Now in the 16th chapter, John 23rd verse, he said, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he'll give it to you. But here he said, see, that word ask means to ask. It also is translated demand or require. So he said, whatever you demand in my name, I'll do it. I'll back it. That's what happened right there. Yeah. Amen. Well, let me tell you something. The name can do anything the man can. The man can't do anything more than his name. You got a good name? You got a bad name? A bad name, the guy can't do any more than his bad name. Unless some way it gets changed. But the name, the power's in the name. But of course, all of the power of heaven is behind that name.
We are providing the study notes from our teaching free. Go to kcm.org/notes. The notes for the broadcast will include the key points, scriptures, prayers, interactive questions. These notes follow along with us or for your personal Bible study or to teach a small group, something like that. It'll help you just immerse yourself deeper into the study of the Word. I'm telling you, this is good stuff, man.
Kenneth Copeland's ministry of music has impacted thousands through the decades.
Fly away, oh glory.
Now you can enjoy hours of these anointed songs re-released and remastered. The music ministry of Kenneth Copeland, the commemorative music collection 1968 through 1980 CD set, including the Grammy-nominated album In His Presence. These songs will help you lift your sights to heaven. Take it with you wherever you go and worship along with Kenneth Copeland.
How great thou art.
This special collection includes five of Kenneth Copeland's classic albums, More About Jesus, Jesus Country, I Have Returned, I'll Fly Away, and In His Presence. Receive the music ministry of Kenneth Copeland and shout and dance your way to victory. Enrich your time of worship with anointed songs from the Music Ministry of Kenneth Copeland, a commemorative music collection. This special edition 5-CD music set is yours free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Go to our website, kcm.org/TV special, or call toll-free 800-600-7395. Shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information. Offer good for 60 days.
This week, we are so excited to be offering you this special music product totally free. It's the Music Ministry of Kenneth Copeland. This is a collection, get this, of 49 songs, every single one of them just giving God the glory. And we invite you to get a hold of these things. You'll just start enjoying just hours of praise and worship. You can get this going in your home, get it going in your car. Whenever you do, you are entering in to the presence of God. And the Bible says that God inhabits the praises of His people, and in His presence is the fullness of joy. That's where your strength comes from. And this is our gift to you. So be sure to request your today. If you want this, go to kcm.org. We're going to get it out to you right away. If you need prayer, don't ever say that there's not anybody you can call. Call us. KCM has a prayer line. And if you call us, you're going to find that you've got prayer ministers who will pray the Word of God with you and pray in faith. And as we've learned from Brother Copeland today on this broadcast, there is power in the name of Jesus. And that's why we pray in the name. All the power of heaven, all the authority of heaven is behind that name. So call us. Let us stand in agreement with you. You know, we are seeing testimonies from people all over the world, people that are calling in, facing impossible situations, but just finding somebody on the other end of that phone who will get in the Word with them, pray in faith, declare their victory, and not get down about it or depressed, but just build somebody up in faith. We're seeing things change in people's lives, and we want to see this same thing happen in you. So if you need prayer, call us. We're going to get in faith with you. Thanks for watching the broadcast today. We'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Visit our website, kcm.org, and feed your faith with the Word of God. Watch The Believer's Voice of Victory or download the study notes free. You can request a free copy of the broadcast on DVD, CD, or digital download. Shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. July 12th through 14th, come to the South Pacific Victory Campaign in Honiara on Guadalcanal in the Solomon Islands. July 30th through August 4th, bring your whole family to the Southwest Believers Convention at the Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. August 30th through September 1st, Kenneth Copeland Ministries hosts the Orlando Victory Campaign at Rosen Shingle Creek in Orlando, Florida. For more information, go to kcm.org/events.